When we read in the books of the prophets of the Old Testament, before the coming of Christ, we find many references to the day of the Lord. Indeed, from the very first reference that we see in the book of the prophet Amos, we can tell that there was already a popular expectation among the people of Israel that when this day came, it would be a positive day of blessing for them, a day of light, a day when the Lord would make everything good and better for his people. And the prophet Amos responded to this popular expectation. Woe to those who yearn for the day of the Lord. What will this day of the Lord mean for you? Darkness and not light. And so we then see unfold more clearly over time in the prophets an understanding that the day of the Lord will have two sides to it. Punishment for sinners, salvation for the righteous. And this is what we also hear in the words of our Lord Jesus in today's gospel reading as he speaks about his second coming. For he speaks about how on the one hand there will be dismay and perplexity, and people will die of fright, and that day will assault everyone. But to his own disciples he says, stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. So what's the difference between the two? Between being one of those people who will receive punishment and one of those people who will receive blessing? What does he counsel? He says, be vigilant at all times. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy. In other words, be prepared and live in expectation of his coming. And then it will be a matter of joy and vindication for you and not fear and punishment. Be vigilant. Be prepared. Live in expectation. These are the watchwords of Advent. Of course, right now we are immersed in a season of preparation and expectation that our culture urges and calls the holidays. Ever since the day after Thanksgiving, or maybe for weeks before that, we have been urged to prepare, but how? By shopping and decorating, by sending cards and giving gifts, by making foods and eating them, by attending parties and perhaps throwing some parties ourselves, by attending concerts and pageants and maybe organizing or performing in them, by traveling to visit family and friends or hosting some of those visitors yourselves, and above all, by seeking to create a magical Christmas experience for the children. It's exhausting, isn't it? So much so that you will collapse a little after New Year's and take it easy for a while. And it's also expensive, so that in a recent poll, 45% of Americans said that they're not financially prepared for the cost of the holiday season. They experience high or extremely high stress, and they wish they could just skip the season altogether. This is the kind of preparation that our culture demands. But is it the kind of preparation that our Lord Jesus urges? Is it the kind of preparation that the Church, in her maternal care, guides us into? Today we begin the holy season of Advent, which is the season that the Church gives to us each year in order to focus on preparing for our Lord's Advent, that is, for his coming or arrival. And Advent has a twofold character. First, we prepare ourselves to be ready to celebrate the solemnities of Christmas, that is, to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus, true God from true God, born of the Father before all ages, who for us men and for our salvation took on our human nature and was born of the Virgin Mary into our world, living his life amongst ours. Emmanuel, God with us. But how will we prepare to celebrate this? That is, how will we prepare ourselves in our hearts and our souls so that we will be prepared to celebrate this event, this pivotal event in all of history, worthily and well? By preparing ourselves to welcome Christ in his second coming at the end of time, which is the other side of Advent. And indeed, it's the side we start with, as our readings guide us first in these early weeks of Advent to focus upon preparing for our Lord's second coming. And in this way, to be prepared to celebrate well his first coming. So how do we do this? How do we prepare for the second coming? How do we prepare ourselves to celebrate Christmas well? A few days ago, I spent my day off with a group of priests in a house that is already decorated for Christmas. And there was plenty of energetic conversation for many hours. And then it happened that the others left the house, and for just a few minutes, I was there by myself, in silence and peace and low lighting, including a Christmas tree lit with little lights, in a moment that suddenly was sweet and full and ripe with the possibility of prayer. And I thought, yes, this is what Advent is. This time, this waiting, this preparation of the heart. And so I urge you to make such a period of time for yourself, each day if possible, during this holy season. Perhaps in the evening, by yourself, in quietness. Perhaps with candles, such as the candles of an Advent wreath, or little Christmas lights to glow softly for you. I urge you to make that time and space to prepare with the Lord. You might use the little blue books that will be available in the vestibule as you leave to guide you in prayer. Or you might spend time reading and reflecting on the first few chapters of each of the four Gospels. Either way, whether in the blue books or in those early chapters of the Gospels, you will encounter the two great figures of the Advent season, who are St. John the Baptist and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let them guide you. Let them guide your heart this Advent season. John the Baptist was, in his very being and his whole life, the precursor of the Lord, dedicated to preparing the way before our Lord Jesus. As you spend time with John the Baptist, allow his zeal to help you to carefully examine your conscience and your manner of living. Be ready to repent, as he preaches, to turn away from sinful or foolish practices of whatever kind. Bring those sins to sacramental confession to receive forgiveness and strength for the journey ahead. And turn toward morally good practices, as so many did in John's own time in response to his example and preaching. And the other figure, the Blessed Virgin Mary, was the one who waited so intimately for the birth of our Lord Jesus. Throughout the 9 months of her pregnancy, as he grew inside her body. With her, recall the great things that the Lord has done for you and reflect upon these blessings. Ask her to help you to desire God's will for you, whatever it may be, so that you also can say with her, "Let it be done to me according to your will." And like her, treasure all these things, pondering them in your heart. This, then, is the precious gift of Advent. Not the days of heightened anxieties and carousing, but the sweet vigilance in expectation of the coming of him who we know loves us. Be vigilant. Be prepared. Live in expectation. Your redemption is at hand.